Sometimes there are moments in your lives, in our lives, that change basically everything. Now it is now a bit more over a week ago that my son has seen the light of the world, has come, has been born, and this changed a lot for me. And nothing on the other hand. So it's still something that I need to digest and, of course, realize what is happening since then. Especially like some situations of the birth as well. Like the being there whilst this wonder is happening, where a baby is born and comes to life and comes out of the woman that I love, and it's messy. And then on the other hand, it's so beautiful. And then there's this little thing lying there, and it is dirty. And still, there is so much love that I feel in this moment, where you're like, wow, that is cool. What is that? Okay, how cool is that? And then on the other hand, it was just too much. Just too much. Oh, boy. So, and as this podcast is, like, I want to share my personal stories, my personal life, and as well my learnings about the connection between high performance and the doing the things that I love, and what I believe that high performance has a connection to, like, doing the things that we love. So we can't be a high performer without doing the things that we love, at least not for a long time. That's what I believe. So... And what I want to share with you today is how I'm feeling since my son is part of this world, part of my life, and how it changed a lot for me. For me as living a life where I want to become more and more efficient, want to become more and more successful, and want to share what I learned about this journey. And for example, in this phase where I'm in at the moment is a big part living in a family, founding a family, starting a family, and with this being challenged by simple things that tend to be in the way of delivering performance, basically. So. And as well, being a father that is there for his son or his maybe multiple children in the future. So how can I be a father that is there for my son and on the other hand, be successful and have like... put in, like, is working a lot, is working with his clients a lot, is dedicated to something. As I'm working, for example, with a couple of my clients are fathers who seem quite dissatisfied with what they're doing, and on the other hand, wanting to spend more time with their family, with their kids, being in a situation where they would enjoy, where they believe, at least, they would enjoy spending more time with their wife, with their kids, and living this life with their family. And that's why I want to share what I'm learning in this process. Well, that's what I want to dig into today. First of all, what I have been confronting myself with in the last weeks is, or in the last weeks, up until the moment, the birth took place, and then since then as well, is aggression. Oh boy! And I have been raised in a family where aggression is not allowed. So you shouldn't be aggressive. You shouldn't have aggression. You shouldn't feel angry. You shouldn't shout. You shouldn't be primitive. No, you should be very, always be calm. Yeah? Be calm in front of the storm. Nothing's happened. Oh. No. So then, yeah, I'm of course expecting myself to be super happy and super in love when my little boy is there. And then, you know, I'm having this meeting the next day. You could even hear him shout now. And then I'm having the meeting next day. And, you know, I'm like, okay, you know what? Tonight we're gonna go to sleep, and then we're gonna sleep, and then I'm gonna be ready for the next meeting tomorrow. Okay, so switch off the light. we try to sleep. Takes 15 minutes. We hear the first shouts. We hear our child shouting for love, for attention, for food, for changing diapers, and so on and so on. And then I'm like, okay, you know, be cool. It's fine. We will go through it. It will be fine. Then, okay, we go ahead and it's new. Everything's new. So I don't. Okay, this is the dishwasher in the background, so don't worry. It's not somebody with a giant glass and a giant straw trying to drink something. That would be ridiculous. No, it's just the dishwasher. So, and then we don't speak his language yet. So I don't know what he wants when he shouts. Like, there are those YouTube videos that explain to you, okay, when your child's skin has this and this color and he's making his fists like this or his hands like that, he wants or she wants different things. And I'm like, okay, what is it that they want? So it has their fists like this, so okay, now they're hungry. Okay, trying to feed them, my fiancée with her breasts, me with a bottle, and trying to feed him. And I put the bottle in his face, in his mouth. And the first thing he does is, and I'm like, why? Why you want to eat something? Why would you want to spit it out? It doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just eat it? Okay. That gives us a whole new meaning to the song of Michael Jackson. I mean, I know it was just Beat It, but it could have been just Eat It. And so, trying it again, please. 10 approaches at least, maybe 12, 20, nothing. Then at some point he realizes this, what he gets into his mouth, might even be good for him, so he could eat it, drink it, whatever. So he starts drinking it. Okay, takes 30, 40 minutes to first find out what is it that he wants, and then to satisfy the needs, and then go back to bed. So, having in mind, okay, tomorrow meeting. Tomorrow important meeting. Okay, so going back to bed, sleeping. Then we wake up because we remember we need to do the thing every 2 to 3 hours with him, because otherwise he's not, like, he needs to get the food and she needs to put her on the breast, otherwise there's no milk coming. And okay, timer 2 to 3 hours. So, and you have this little boy, you look at him and you feel like, you know, I love you. But there are different things that I'm feeling as well. And then the voice kicks in your head. And this voice says, you can't, no. You can't think what you're thinking at this moment. You can't just think, okay, he should just be quiet for 2 hours so we could get some sleep at least. Or he could just be doing whatever, so we could just relax a little bit. No, just relax. Be cool. This I took remembering. This is something that I. This remembered me. On what I learned about aggression in the past, and that it is okay to be aggressive, that it is okay to, or let's say it in another way. This sounds so holistic and spiritual. It's okay to be aggressive. Let's put it in another way. What if I now try to suppress my aggression? What happens usually is I get fed, or I'm frustrated, or I can't fall asleep, or I'm like in this feminine aggressive way where I don't say things, but yes, I do, like being very subtle and not, you know what I mean? So it's not even working that I suppress it. It's just not, for me, it doesn't work. I know, I don't know if it works for you, but for me, if I'm suppressing my aggressions, I feel so frustrated and so annoyed by everything, and it just keeps on getting worse. And then even when I try to suppress it, or if I try to, for example, just do something else to not think anymore about my aggression, to distract myself from the aggression, if I just try to work something, or if I just try to do something, try to do some sports or whatever, for me, it usually, or every time when I suppress aggression, I get very slowly in my head. So it's very slow, like I can't think of anything very clear. I can't think of anything to get great solutions to the problems that I'm dealing with in my work, for example. So it doesn't work. And that's how I basically found out that it's okay, or it's even a necessity, a natural necessity to listen to my aggressions, to say that it's okay. But it's difficult because I have this other voice in my head coming from a society where I'm being told that it's not okay to be aggressive. Where it's primitive, where I'm aggressive. I shouldn't shout and I shouldn't be angry. I should be happy. I should be thankful. Yeah, but I'm not in this moment. Not saying that there aren't parts where I'm happy. Not saying that there aren't parts where I'm thankful. Not saying that there aren't parts where I feel a lot of love. But there is definitely this one part when I suppress it, that it's not making anything better. And this is something that I learned this week again, that it is very important for me to just let it flow. Or to, and then again, yeah, let it flow. Or to at least have the space to see where, or take the space, take some time, take just some time out and see, okay, might there be some aggression in it? Might it be that I'm very angry? Might it be that I'm annoyed? Might it be that I have some more feelings that I'm suppressing at this moment? And then it gets like, I can start dealing with it. Doesn't mean that I need to shout now. Doesn't mean that I need to break something. Doesn't mean that I need to do whatever. It's just that I can start dealing with those emotions. And this helps me. But I can definitely tell from experience now in this first week that this kind of aggression is something that I'm judging, that I'm condemning, because I believe that it's not okay to be angry at your beautiful newborn child. You shouldn't be. You should be thankful and loving, and everything should be in peace and harmony. Yeah, but it isn't. And then there's this part of me that thinks, okay, maybe I'm wrong. You know, there are so many people out there telling you how beautiful their lives are. So many Instagram accounts, TikTok accounts, YouTube channels from those families, from those young mothers, being like their perfect mother and seeing like, wow, that's beautiful, say what they do. And then I feel like, okay, don't they have anything like this? Don't they have any problems like that? And maybe this is some of the reasons why I am doing this job, working with, for example, very successful influencers, or working with very successful CEOs or athletes as well, is that I can see that they have the same problems. They, for example, those influencers, I have some influencers, they talk about some things and what they do and how successful they are and what. So, and then they come to me and then they tell me, okay, what is it? What is your problem? And then they start elaborating on it. And then I see, you know what? No, they have exactly the same problem. The only thing is they don't have the space to allow it to themselves, because they constantly are having this facade, telling some people what to do and what not to do, and then reaching a point where they are so afraid of not being this perfect version of themselves, where they just tend to lose all the sensation, lose all the connection to themselves, and just define themselves through their followers. And then it's not about what they really want, then it's about what do their followers want. And then it gets more and more, or yeah, less and less nourishing for them, as they actually started because they wanted to get the attention for themselves, but the attention that they're getting is not for themselves, but for a version they put out for their followers. So they can't be nourished by it, but they are just sad. And I see now more and more videos of influencers. Just yesterday I saw a video of a big German influencer having a big podcast and being like this sportive guy. And then he says, you know what, with every year that passes, I get less happy, I get less fulfilled, and I feel this big emptiness. I get more and more followers, I get more and more likes, but I feel just this feeling that I'm just not happy. It's just not touching me anymore. That's of course, yeah. When you reach a point where you live some things, where you're like the superstar, where you're the super successful being, and then you don't, some things you just don't allow yourself anymore. Some needs you just don't allow yourself anymore. Because it doesn't fit to the picture of you that you created. And that's something that was, because I always felt provoked by people, and that's something that I did in the past as well. I, for example, had a very successful YouTube channel in Germany for online marketing. And I created this role of myself where I'm this perfect, smart marketer. So the problem was I put myself into a position where I didn't have the chance to grow anymore, because everyone that I met, I needed to be the person that is further than them in what I'm doing, as I'm the expert. So every time that I didn't know something, I couldn't be honest about it. I couldn't say, you know, I don't know. I couldn't say, oh, okay, let's learn it. No, I needed to be in a position where I'm like, okay, I know this already. And that took away a lot of joy and a lot of space for faster growth, which was something that was important to me. So I couldn't let myself be touched by what I'm doing. Or when I let myself be touched by what I'm doing, I felt unsatisfied, unhappy, and aggressive. But here again, this doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I believe, for example, if I had the conclusion that I shouldn't do a YouTube channel, that I shouldn't do a podcast, that I shouldn't be aggressive towards my child, shouldn't be angry, shouldn't be whatever, then I couldn't do anything of it. Or I could do it only when I switched off my feelings, so I wouldn't experience it anymore. I wouldn't take in this experience. And then the question is, why would I even want to do it if I don't feel it? So maybe it's important to see, okay, it's not a problem that I live it. It's just maybe I don't see the reason why I want to live it. Maybe I don't understand why I want to live an experience where there are some things that are hurting me. Maybe I don't understand why I live some things that are not as satisfying to me as I wish they were. But that doesn't mean I don't need to live it. That doesn't mean I need to stop it. It just means that usually we tend to suppress every emotion, or we don't accept every emotion, everything that is not perfect from the outside, that is not coming from an AI, you know? Like those AIs, when I ask them something, I will get a fairly perfect, almost perfect answer. That's great. Okay, let's keep it that way. But is this something that we want to live? Is this something that we want to do? Of course, in some ways, we have those pictures in our head for what we want to live. This perfect body, this perfect relationship, this perfect sex, this perfect proposal, this perfect business client, this flight business class, or no, a private jet flight with those beautiful women and beautiful men, this perfect castles, this perfect cars, and so on. And this is something that we can live and we can achieve. That's not a problem. It really is not. The only thing is that oftentimes people that I work with, and oftentimes me, when I started to live such experiences, I arrived at a point where I was surprised that it didn't feel as good as I imagined it to feel. And then I didn't want to feel it. I didn't want to feel the dissatisfaction. I didn't want to feel the aggression. I didn't want to feel the disappointment. Because I was only there for the joy, for the happiness, for the pleasure, for the orgasm. But I wasn't there for the work, for the orgasm. I wasn't there to, you know, enjoy the body work to get a great orgasm. I wasn't there to enjoy the process that I'm in now with my fiancé and my child, learning together a new language of this baby, sharing with him, being frustrated when we don't speak the language, being aggressive when it's not fitting together. Being aggressive when we have quite a kind of a lifestyle already built, and then there's just somebody completely new coming into our life and confronting us with needs that are somehow new to us. You know, it's not that some of us just woke the other person in the night saying, you know what, I would love to drink something. Just bring me some milk. It's not that often. I don't know how it is in your relationship, but for me it isn't. So it is new. But I could arrive at a point where I just say, you know what, I'm only in for the beautiful moments and that's it. But that's not life, as I believe how life is. If we only chase after those beautiful moments, after those beautiful feelings, in my experience, this can be an experience within itself. But I always thought when it's not perfect, we shouldn't live it. So I stopped doing it. I stopped doing the things because I thought, okay, it's wrong when it doesn't feel good. It's wrong when it makes me aggressive. It's wrong when I'm annoyed. But then not seeing that this is part of an experience that I'm living in this moment, so I can dive into it a bit more. I can embrace it. I can feel it. And that's something that I learned this week. That it's okay. And I learned it especially in a situation where I couldn't run away. Because in the past, what I did was when it's arrived at a point where it didn't feel like very happy or very good or very easy, I tend to just leave it. You know, okay, I'm bye. I'm gone. Bye. Bye-bye. No, not for me. Nope. Yes, you need to do it. Especially now when you have a child. So now me being confronted in a situation where I can't run. Or where the consequences of running would be so big that I don't want to provoke them. So I'm just here dealing with it, feeling the frustration. And it's somehow, when I now reflect it, it is some joy. It is actually cool. It is actually cool to have this little guy, yeah, being so annoying. And then when I see him in the morning and I look at him and I feel like, gosh, how again could I be so angry? It is cool to experience how it feels to adapt to a completely new lifestyle. It is fun to start enjoying new rhythms, new habits. It is fun to change everything at once. And this is part of becoming a parent. And now when I start to embrace it, I see it becomes easier. Then it's at least this part of me where I'm fighting this experience, you know, this is gone. This is gone. I just don't fight it anymore. I just embrace it. It's not completely gone. I still have these parts in me. That's something I can see, but it's okay. It's okay, and it's getting less. And this is something that gives me the chance to not just exist, but to live an experience, to feel it, to learn from it, to grow within it, to be touched and to touch, to experience my own limits. And with it, I have the chance to grow as a person. And yeah, I mean, that's big. That's what I wanted to share with you, that it's just, when I reflect, that this is just one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever made. And in the past, what I oftentimes did was I didn't go into the experiences. I was afraid when I was being judged. I was afraid when I had aggressions. I was afraid when I wasn't perfect. So I arrived at a point where I rather didn't exist, where I rather didn't live, than feelings that I didn't want to feel. But with it, arriving at a point where I just was so frustrated that I thought, okay, now something needs to change. Now I want to start living this life and not always giving away the responsibility for this life's consequences. Okie dokie. Maybe I could inspire you to embrace it, whatever it is you are living in this moment, in this day. Take some time to not enjoy, but to feel what it is that you're living, and to accept that feelings don't need to be beautiful to be felt. Okay. Seeing you soon. Bye-bye.